Oh, I've got one. This just makes me furious. You know, when men use women's liberation as an excuse not to kill bugs for you. Oh, I just hate that. I don't care what anybody says. I think the man should have to kill the bug.
Hey, Selena.
And hello, everyone, and welcome to the finale of Sweet Tea and TV Season 5. Hold on. We'll see. I like to leave it loosey-goosey, you
this
know?
This is a, who knows?
Like a live mystery. Will we return? I don't know.
We'll return. Some way, shape, or form.
Somewhere on planet Earth.
We will be back. We at least have our special episode.
I hope it's somewhere tropical.
Oh, that
would
be nice.
Sorry. I was already reanimating somewhere. Yes, we do still have a special episode, so that's true.
Truesies. Can I start with a quick editorial note?
Oh my gosh, yes, and I knew nothing about it. Go on.
I told Selena off air, I just wanted to say something editorial before we started.
But it's a surprise. I don't know what it is.
It's so not exciting. Okay. I need you to temper your expectations. But I don't know if people realize that for the finale, what I've been doing, we do it in sort of segments. So we do like an intro, and then we'll do like our favorite clips from the season. I've been interspersing those segments with outtakes from us from the season.
Yes.
In our previous finales.
I do realize it.
You do realize. Help? Thank you. That makes me feel good. This year, we're going to do something different. We're going to do some Suzanne Says clips instead. So some of our favorite like one-liners or quick remarks that she's made throughout the season. So you actually suggested all of the ones that I'm going to use. I think there are like six of them.
Okay.
But they'll all be a surprise to you because I'm not going to tell you what they are right now.
Ooh.
But I've pulled all the clips, and so I'll be interspersing them throughout our segments. And I just wanted to say that before we start so it's not random.
Well, it's not exciting.
It's a thing.
Okay.
It's all relative. Is that what you say?
It's something irrelevant. I don't know. But it should be relative.
Whatever.
What you been up to? Was that natural? We actually haven't seen each other in a long time.
Has it been a month?
Yes.
Okay.
Longer. Month and a half, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Well, we're edging up on a month and a half.
That's crazy.
Now tell me about it.
I haven't been up to a thing.
Liar. You're the only one that's been up to anything. Let us live vicariously through you.
No,
unless you tell us that you had two sick kids while you're there and, you know, everything fell apart. Don't tell us that. Say that.
No sick kids. I got sick when we got back. No,
that means it's a good trip.
That's true. And I was expecting to be sick. It was coming because there's just too much fun and there's always a price to be paid for fun. Our kids had spring break.
Don't buy into that.
Our kids had spring break last week with the rest of Metro Atlanta. So we went on a cruise to the Bahamas. I was hoping with all my fingers and toes crossed that I would get to say I went to Bimini because that's where Suzanne always goes.
Yes.
But our excursion to Bimini got canceled because of bad weather.
Right.
We were supposed to snorkel with reef sharks, and it got canceled.
Oh.
So we just had an extra day at sea, which sounds so like, just an extra day at sea. But it was a crowded cruise ship on like an entry-level cruise line during spring break. So that day at sea was challenging. It was a day adrift in the ocean. So we didn't get to do that. We did get to go to Nassau, and we did Atlantis, which is like the big water park down there, which was really fun. We had a great time. It was very crowded also, which we knew going into it. But the kids really had a good time, and we did like the Lazy River, which is actually a rapid river.
I have heard that thing is very scary, actually. Now, I think my friends had some cocktails and went down it, but they were like on a orthodontic work trip.
As one does, yeah.
Yes, cocktails, orthodontic work trip, check, check. Lazy river, not so lazy, check, check. I think I've heard this story many times, and there's like they were like, I don't know how we made it out alive.
Do you know how long ago that was? I know that's a random question. Like, would it have been
five
like last year?
Ago.
Okay. So we went maybe like 8 years ago or 10 years ago, and I remember this rapid river being obscene.
Yeah.
Like you're describing. Right. This time I didn't think it was that bad, but I also, there was a part I didn't really remember. So I don't know what my memory is in general. Like it's fine for our 6-year-old and 7-year-old.
Yeah. I think their equilibrium doesn't get disrupted as easily.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
I think you're just more sensitive with age.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe also don't trust a Costa Rican, water slide. You know, if they say, yes, go on this one, it is very fast. You say, no, thank you. I will take the child slide.
And that's
just a little tip between me, you, and Casey, who emerged with a bloody face.
That's why the lady at the Thai restaurant, if you say you want it Thai hot, she's always like, are you sure?
Yeah.
You want it Thai hot? Yeah. You're like, oh, maybe I don't. She's like, maybe we'll
More
step
like
it down.
Try hot.
Exactly.
It's
all context. It's all relative.
That's
Isn't
right.
that what you said?
Yes. Something like that. And I like spice, and I will tell you that's
too much.
You really gotta watch it. I've also done that with some Indian cuisine.
Oh,
and they
yeah.
got very excited when I was like, I love spicy food. And then we got
Your
home
eyes were
and
watering.
I was like,
Your
eating.
Stomach was messed up for days.
I just wasn't like I had to really like I ate very slowly. Let's put it that way.
Sure.
I powered through. Like
as you
like,
do.
I'm like mopping off my forehead as I eat. I'll be fine. I'll be fine. My face is like bright red. It's like just a white circle around my mouth. It's fine. It's fine. It was good.
Everything's fine.
It's fine. Yes.
But yeah, so we did the cruise. We also did Universal Studios the day before the cruise because we were down in that like neck of the world.
Was that a surprise last minute thing?
No.
Or?
We booked that. I mean, we booked it like maybe 2 months ago. We knew we were going to be down there.
Did
so
I
we
know
added
this?
An extra day. I don't know.
Oh, I don't think I knew this.
I don't
Either
know.
That or my brain really is that broken. Either way, congratulations. You Pottered it or what?
We did. Yeah. That we The kids, we got to do Harry Potter World with them. Oh, so Carolina, we did the Ollivander's wand shop and she was picked by Ollivander to be picked by a wand. So she got pulled up in front of the group and she stood there while the wands were, you know, like he would hand her a wand and then she did a magical spell and the first three didn't work and the last one worked. And so then you get to go buy it.
Oh my gosh. She must have been
loved it.
So excited.
She loved it. Yeah. Landon thought his turn would be next, but they only pick one person per. And I told Kyle walking in, I was like, they're going to totally pick Landon. Like he's the perfect age. Like he's whatever. After he picked Carolina, I realized she's the prime target audience because, like, you know you're going to get a response because she's almost 8. Mm-hmm. Like, you know you're going to get a response. You know it's going to be genuine because she's really into all of this.
She's not
she's
jaded
very
like
studious.
You are at 9.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Anyway, she got picked for that, which was really cool. Then we left on the cruise on Monday. Then because our excursion on Thursday got canceled, I told Kyle, like, what if we just went to Magic Kingdom on Friday?
Yes.
Like, what if we just what stopped just by did. Orlando on the way home? So that's what we did.
Oh, that's amazing.
At breakfast Friday morning before we left the cruise ship, we just bought tickets to Magic Kingdom and just went.
That's
Spent
lovely.
The day at Magic Kingdom. It was really nice.
Wow. And you
I
can
couldn't
tell,
be that close.
You can't see Nikki's eyes, but they're very bright and
bouncy.
Magic
Kingdom.
Yeah,
I'm just
too.
Such a kid about it.
Me too.
I just love it. It's a different world.
I mean, I haven't been in 13 years, but I do
You're
love
due.
It.
It's time.
I keep telling Casey.
Yeah. You just go for a day.
Just go by myself.
I told Kyle, like, I had us the most expensive
just,
ticket
not
package.
Not just a Disney adult, but just, like, a single Disney adult down there.
I'd go
At
with
least
you.
I'm short.
I'd go with you, Selena, and I'm not short.
Maybe I would blend. Well, then I wouldn't be alone. But, yeah.
Can I ask you, have you ever done the Hall of Presidents?
I was very young, but yes.
Holy crap. We did that this time just to get out of the crowd and get in the like air condition. Mm-hmm. It was incredibly powerful and moving.
I was like 11.
There's a part where Lincoln stands up and he's giving an address.
Yeah, it's the animatronics, right?
You could have convinced me he was real.
I wouldn't want to be in there at night. I think I would
no,
be scared.
No, that would be creepy.
Yeah.
Some of the animatronic ones are better than others, and some of
Different
the presidents
eras,
looked very scary. I think they were all redone relatively recently. Kyle was looking it up, but some of them have, like, enhanced animatronics, like Lincoln, because he's the kind of focal point of it. Anyway, my point was, it was a very unexpected surprise. We really liked it.
Yeah, it's nice.
But we drove home through the middle of the night, and I was very tired when we got home.
So tired that you're sick.
So tired that I'm sick, yes.
Yeah. But Indeed. Worth it. I'm so
totally
glad
worth
it was a good trip.
Yeah,
I'm
really
so
good.
Glad. There was a part of me in the back of my head that was like, please, 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 please,
Aww.
Don't let her get home and it be like these three very bad things. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's tough going with kids, though. I mean, she says with actually no knowledge. But because, like, there's more opportunities to get sick.
Yeah.
There's more opportunities to have, like, a boo-boo. Let's call it a boo-boo. Yeah. Just these things that make it a little bit more challenging to navigate, you know, so.
Well, our neighbors were on the cruise with us, and the first night their son was throwing up.
This is what I'm saying.
Another family that we know had to cancel their cruise when they got down to the port because their daughter was throwing up. So yeah, it could have been a million things. Our kids were total champs. They did great. And we had like minor sunburn, but other than that, like honestly, to have been in the Caribbean for 4 days and not have like major sunburn on my fair skin and my daughter's fair skin. Yep. Or Kyle's. Like, I think we did good.
So just Landon is tan?
Tan Landon. He's so tan. But yeah, so we had a good trip.
Okay.
What have you been up to?
Well, not much. I mean, like, you know, Easter happened. I baked my first cake.
Oh.
From scratch. Sorry, you weren't here. On a cruise. Yeah. Well, you weren't on a cruise yet. But it was for Casey's family for Easter. So I did a strawberry. I actually did it in our segment. I talked about it on a lesser known Southern dessert. Strawberry and cream sheet cake.
Oh,
so I made that sounded good. And I made a homemade strawberry frosting. I've never attempted either one of those before.
Keep piling it on. Tell me all the things
knows?
I didn't get.
You have a birthday every year. Anything could happen.
Regrettably, yes.
Tell me about it. Mine is much closer. So anything could happen. Plus, like, did you really want to be the test audience on my first homemade cake? I didn't know how that
It's a risk go. I'm willing to take.
It's very
my
kind
strawberry
of you.
Cake. So how did it turn out?
Really good. And the frosting is like, it was like the best frosting I've ever had.
Aww.
I was like, how much? I actually had some store-bought on standby.
Oh, because yeah,
I was
sure.
Like, I don't know what's happening here.
Sure.
I've never done this. And so, like, it was basically like a cream cheese frosting meets whipped cream.
You lost me. You know I was there with you till the cream
okay,
cheese.
Okay, me too. Except it's different when it's homemade. Okay. I don't know why, because I'm not really big into cream cheese icing either. Not yeah. Really, it's yeah. Not my favorite. In fact, in general, icing and frosting is not really my favorite thing. It's usually too sweet for me.
Right.
There was something about this that, like, I was, you know, taste as you go.
Sure. You can't get all the way to
quality.
The end and have it be terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was tasting both parts and I was like, oh gosh, I don't even know I want to add the whipped cream to it. But then you added the whipped cream piece to it and I was like, what is happening? It's so good. So, yeah.
Well, I didn't realize, but I didn't process that Easter was the day we were going to be at Universal Studios. And Easter is one of my, like, top three holidays. I just love Easter.
Yeah.
So I was really sad we missed Easter this year. Fortunately, the Easter Bunny stopped at our house while we were gone.
Oh, that is nice.
But we had Easter. Like, we made an Easter dinner at our house this last weekend.
Oh,
so the
that's
week
nice.
After Easter. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I made a poke cake, which you didn't get any of because it felt weird to be sick and bring someone something from your house. So
I don't care.
Oh, but that I'm sick? Oh,
I wouldn't want
I
you to
it.
Leave your house while sick. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. I was going to bring it today, actually. It
no,
was,
I don't get weird about
I did Funfetti cake with cheesecake, vanilla cheesecake pudding on top. And
okay.
Then you poke it in. And then like a whipped cream icing. It was very good.
That sounds wonderful. You wouldn't even know. Oh, I do have one more thing that I wanted to tell you because this relates back to the podcast. I need you to help me maybe to make sure I have this right. But I want to say earlier in season 5, maybe it was the jury duty episode, you did something on like Southern court cases.
Oh, uh-huh.
Okay. And you did one on the Memphis 3.
Right.
And ever since then, I've been very interested in looking more into that or like watching Paradise Lost.
Uh-huh.
So there's unfortunately that line between I am very interested in this and I take action.
Oh, sure.
And sometimes one drops off from the other.
Yeah, well.
But I finally happened to stumble by the fact that I did have access to it on HBO.
Good.
Or, excuse me, just Max.
Max.
And it's 3 parts. I didn't, and you might have talked about this, but I don't know. It was like several months ago. So there was.
I'll take your word for it.
It's 3 parts. The first one. aired in 96, then one in like 99, and then one like 10 years ago.
Do you think
ago.
We talked about this? Yeah.
And so that did not stick around in the old brain.
Oh.
But I'm maybe 10 minutes from finishing up the last one.
Oh.
And it is like 6 hours of just, it's just painful. Yeah. I mean, it's good and it's worth watching, especially talking about the justice system and Satanic Panic and all those things that are really interesting too, because they're happening not long after the Designing Women goes away. So like they're like contemporaries in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
And then it being in Arkansas,
right,
and just all these things that, I mean, it's definitely a thinker, but you are like, my God, life is sad.
Yeah.
So like steel yourself for that. If you go to watch it, I would almost, my suggestion for anybody who does want to watch it is like, figure out how much pain you can take. I'd start with the most recent one that recaps the first two.
Right.
And then if you feel like you need to see the entire trial,
the full thing,
then you can go back and watch those.
Yeah.
So that you can, like, I think I would have preferred to have done it that way. So learn from my mistakes.
Don't be like
somebody. It was just, it's just, it's, I've been watching it for like a week straight in the mornings.
Oh,
while I work
starting
out.
Your day with that.
Oof.
That's a choice.
Yeah. Well, last week, last Saturday, I finally got access to Zone of Interest, which is, it's about the family who kept the house next to Auschwitz.
Oh.
Jeez Louise. It was an Oscar contender and everything.
Oh.
Woo. That was a rough way to start the morning.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
You need to change your life.
I need some sitcoms. Like Designing Women. And here we are. For anybody that has anything to say about us having a long intro this time, I just want to say that you can please refer back to all of season 5 where I have kept it nice and tight.
Minimal.
Very minimal intros. But this is the finale finale.
We can
do what we want.
I'm on cold medicine, so I'm just doing whatever I want.
I'm on cold medicine, too.
Oh, are you?
No, but it sounds good.
Consuela's being deported?
That's right.
Her work permit expired. Can you believe it? 4 years of my life I have given up nurturing and building a relationship with my maid, and now they want to take it all away from me. Do you have any idea how hard it is to set up a household and find someone who will cater to all your likes and dislikes? I know she's into voodoo and she's temperamental, but, you know, we understand each other. If I want her to make me a peach pie in the middle of the night, she does it. And if she gets upset and throws a knife, I overlook it, you know.
So do you want to talk about our scores from this season?
I do, because every year you tell me I have to.
Oh, sorry, Selena.
Nikki's like, you know what would be fun is if we go and do math.
Yeah. But it's so easy. I started this season apparently with really strong intentions, and
you
I kept
it with an Excel spreadsheet.
I kept track of my scores for the first like 5 episodes, then I fell off at some point. So I had to go back and redo all this anyway. But what I like to do is I like to get a gauge of, one, just for funsies, what our favorite rating scales were, because that's something kind of fun we do. But I like to see what we thought our scores would be and then crosswalk that with what they actually are, because I think that's a nice way of looking at our perception of the season. So I wanted to ask Selena, what were your top 3 rating scales?
Okay, so mine were episode 9, which I gave 4.7387 out of 5 motorboats, but for research. Which is why the number is so precise.
Sure.
That's for
sure. Sure.
Episode 19. I don't know if you're asking. You're not really asking for the ratings, but that one you really needed it.
That makes sense. We needed the context.
Okay, but this
I started
is
to panic because I didn't write my ratings down. So,
episode 19 is still a little drunk podium naps, and then episode 20 was 4.3 out of 5 low life pervert purse snatchers. I just needed the number in there to really kind of like
bring it all together.
Even out the wording. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. How about you?
We had episode 19 in common. So mine was high-spirited stewardesses on a layover to the Big Easy.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked that one. I really liked episode 4, which I think was incidentally the jury duty one. Mm-hmm. Relentless, inconvenient jury duty summons. Because they're always inconvenient. There were two.
Hold on, let me check.
Two court adjacent
That's
episodes.
That's true. There were.
That when Mary Jo meets her mugger, and then the one where Julia is in jury duty. So that tripped me up while I was preparing for this episode.
That tripped me up when I was thinking about Paradise Lost.
So There you go. Do you see, Selena? There's always a method to the madness.
There is.
And then my third favorite one was Little Butt Kicks from episode 24. I just, everything about Suzanne in that episode made me happy. So I liked that I had a rating scale that was a tribute to her. So if you had to look back on this season without the benefit of knowing your scores, what would you think your score, like your average score from the season would have been?
I guessed a 4.2, you know, because the season was like mainly a high for me. So I just assumed it would be pretty good on the whole score wise. And I like just real quickly thinking through, I knew I had maybe the most amount of fives I've had since we've done this.
Yeah. You know, I probably should have processed that too, because I do remember on several occasions saying, and I've got another five. I actually thought mine would have been about a 3.5 or maybe even a 3.25. I don't recollect that many amazing episodes this season. I didn't remember being blown away.
Do you recollect what you ate for lunch
yesterday? I don't recollect what's in my water bottle right now. Well, so that's the interesting
thing.
That
means something fun is in there.
Exactly. But that's the interesting thing. So my score actually was a 3.85. So I really wasn't that far off. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I had 4.09.
So you were very close.
Yeah. And I think that typical mid-season slump really dragged it down. Otherwise, yeah. I think it would have been higher.
Yeah. But, you know, I wonder if maybe I was a little unfair in my rating scale, because the other question I wanted to ask is, like, on our scale of 1 to 5, what would you score the season now just across the board? You know, not living in the moment and scoring each episode.
Well, I'm feeling generous, or I was when I was thinking about this weeks ago. Doesn't matter. And I wanted to give it the old episode 9 treatment. That is, I want precision again.
Sure.
I'm going to give it a 4.7387.
Oh, wow.
I think it may be, for me, the strongest season yet. When I take a, like, when I take the long view of the show, it's like the first seasons were a warm-up. Mm-hmm. They found their stride by 3, gained some momentum in 4, and then bam. Season 5. I think they really just, they were landing in a good place for me.
Yeah. So a couple weeks ago when I did this, I was not being generous, but this last couple of days I've been going back through show notes to prepare for what we're going to do in our Patreon exclusive Extra Sugar this week, which is to do sort of a bracket tournament of this season's episodes. There were a number of episodes I had just flat out forgotten about because we've been recording since like September. Really anything that happened before episode 16, I'd almost completely forgotten about. And so going back in and re-looking at my notes for those episodes, looking at what I remembered from it, I've been skimming through some episodes on Hulu, trying to pull these clips of Suzanne Says, and I realized, oh, there's a lot more funny stuff this season. So I think I've probably ultimately fallen in the camp you're in, where I'm in like a 4 to a 4.5 for the season. It was really good. And a lot of the episodes were rewatchables for me. And in earlier seasons, I can't quite say the same.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, with the exception of a few like outstanding episodes early on, I think we talked about this in the season finale, is just this idea that when people are thinking of Suzanne and when people are thinking of the show, it does seem like they tend to concentrate more towards 3, definitely towards 5. That is the things that I see anecdotally coming up the most over and over again. So.
Suzanne, where did you get that pig?
What pig? Oh, you mean this pig? Well, you see, Consuela's entire family has just arrived from San Salvador for the holiday, and this is their gift to me. You know, they're very big in meat packing. Well, anyway, I tried to board her with a private kennel. They won't take her, and neither will the animal shelter or the dog pound. And I'm sure not about to have her slaughtered. By the way, do y'all have any idea how difficult it is to find a 26-inch rhinestone collar?
Okay, if we're going to critique designing women, then I guess we also have to critique ourselves.
It wouldn't be a day ending in day if we didn't.
This is incredibly true. So I'm like, oh, grade myself, you say. Oh, did I do something wrong, you say?
Do we get to start with the negatives, though?
Well, Can we start on a high and then go low?
I guess.
So let's talk about the segments that we really loved putting together and sharing this season. What's on your high highs, Nikki?
So one of the segments I really loved putting together was the Extra Sugar, The Ghosts of Atlanta. It was like a spooky tour of the city's most haunted places. So this was intended to accompany episode one, but actually aired a couple weeks later. I think what we realized somewhere in the along the way is that we were coming in close to Halloween. We also had this opportunity to talk about spooky places. I don't remember all the ins and outs, but for some reason it felt like a good fit. But what I really liked about it was I can very clearly remember recording it when it was 100 degrees outside, the middle of the day, and I was like burrowed in my son's room with the curtains closed, trying to get in the spooky mode for Halloween. And like, if that's not Halloween in the South, I don't know what it is. What is, so.
Amen to that. Well, actually, can I hit you with some stats first?
Maybe.
I just want to, I've written these down and then unceremoniously forgot because, but just as we're critiquing ourselves, I want to just say out loud for our own remembrance and for folks who are listening to know just how much we're juggling at once, including the lady who said on social media, we have too much time on our hands. Fart noise to you. For you though, two kids, one very, how do I put this? Stressful job. One husband, one house to take care of. I have a closet of clothes. I don't really know how much more, but I do have a stressful job.
That's true.
In all of that time, along with those things, over the course of this season, together, we did 12 sidebars, 24 extra sugars, 2 episodes about season 6 of The Crown, 2 movie reviews, To Kill a Mockingbird, and another forthcoming, 4 nibbles, 1 manners moment, and 1 bonus episode about the spookiest places in Atlanta.
Holy crap.
That is on top of the regular 24 episodes that we did to cover the 24 episodes of Designing Women. So, I just want to start there. Kind of, after you've given your first. So kind of start there.
Kind of.
Just roll with us through these punches, will you people? But so for me, the one that stood out was episode 9 of Sweet TNT After Dark, The Height Report.
Mm.
This one was nearly 2 years in the making, so it was nice to bring that to fruition. But also it was quite a bit of reading and research on my part to dive into The Height Report itself, why it was so important. What it and the treatment of its author said about women both then and still today. So it was one of the more, this season was a little frivolous, to be honest. Mm-hmm. So, which I liked also too. That was nice to keep it lighter. That said, this was one of those times where I was actually able to dig into something that I felt like was like important on a societal level versus like 21 funny stories you haven't read today or whatever.
Maybe that's why my Mulligan's list is so long.
What else do you have on your favorites list?
Episode 20, you just mentioned that we watched To Kill a Mockingbird this season. Our episode 20 extra sugar about To Kill a Mockingbird was like life-changing to me for some reason. I could never articulate why, except to say maybe I was pleasantly surprised that I didn't hate it.
Okay.
And I just really hate old movies, or at least I think I do. So it's possible it's like opened me up to a new world of movie watching, first of all. But two, we've talked about this movie over and over again in this show of Designing Women. So it's really cool to finally understand the reference. I hate when I don't get a reference.
Sure.
And I was glad I've read the book, but I just never seen the movie. It finally all was coming together for me. But I just really liked watching it. I watched it one full time through, and then I had to cherry pick a couple of scenes to go back and watch. But I liked even like the rewatching things. So I really liked putting that whole segment together and getting to watch that movie.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, but like also sad because it's like a sad story.
Also sad.
It was just, I will tell you that they're not all. Not all movies from that era,
yeah,
are quite at that level, because I think that is something that's held up as like a pillar of movies. But also, I do think a lot of people get caught up in the black and white thing,
mm-hmm.
and that will turn them off to movies, and they're missing a lot of good stuff. So, That's just my opinion. My next favorite segment was from episode 11, Extra Sugar, Behind the Scenes Drama for Your Mama. Mm. This is another segment several years in the making. We also knew we'd cover what was going on with Delta Burke in depth. And so it was interesting to actually sit down and watch the Barbara Walters interview, which was like definitely a watershed moment in this entire situation, to look over the Grantland timeline that we went through piece by piece. And really put together that with our Suzanne watch in the back half of the season, which was Nikki's favorite segment of the season.
Real high point for me.
My goal was to do that with respect to both the Thomasons and Burke, because only they really know what happened, and even their experiences through their lens. So it was a hard story to tell. Mm-hmm. And what was your other favorite segment?
How many do you have?
I have one more and two honorable mentions because, some people might call five.
I know, so I have five too.
But I called it honorable mentions, so it's fine.
I'll do that too. Okay. I would say another one of mine also was the actual extra sugar for episode one, which is where, I'm sorry, not extra sugar, it was a sidebar.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. On historic homes, and we talked a lot about Villa Marie, which is the Designing Women house. Mm-hmm. So we've looked at this house on the show a lot. We had a listener Colleen, I think a couple years ago, sent us some pictures from when mm-hmm. she visited the house, but we never actually like really looked into it, and it had kind of a wacky story. So it was cool to be able to dig into that and also look at some other historic homes in Atlanta. So I liked that.
Yeah, it was a very fascinating story, and I've seen more things circulate. I don't know if it's I'm not going to be able to remember this right now, but the thing like where you start talking about red Mustangs and then you see them everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if it's because of that factor, but like we had a couple of listeners share, you're not on Facebook, so I wasn't able to share it with you. I'm sorry. But there is like a, I guess kind of like a renovations group that wound up doing a segment on the house.
Oh, okay.
And took people through it. And it is crazy because it looks nothing like the set.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's not even, they didn't even try and hint at what the front of that house might have looked like or anything. So, but it was nice to see. And, I don't know. I don't, yeah. Let's just say the front and the inside of that house, they just don't really
match.
Yeah. But it's also because I have such this very specific look inside my head because of the show.
Because of the show. Five seasons of it, in fact.
My true number three, and not an honorable mention that I made up that category for, is The World of Drag that I did back in episode 19, Extra Sugar. This is another one where I guess on a personal level, I tend to enjoy the more serious ones, but I really enjoyed looking into the history of drag and learning more about the genesis and evolution of ball culture. I'm truly grateful that I finally saw Paris is Burning, the documentary from the early 90s. And I wanted to connect the dots to today because anytime a group of people is hell-bent on taking away another group's rights, we should probably be paying attention. And so that segment gave me the opportunity to do that as well.
Yeah, I like that. That segment I have sat with and like continued to sort of like roll over in my head a few times, just some of the things we talked about. But one of the things that I just think is so sad about that segment, like I think in that segment you talked about how they were trying to like make it illegal to read in a library to kids in drag, which I just think is, one, it's just so unfortunate because it's depriving children of reading, one, and storytelling, but two, like depriving them of seeing different parts of the world and different, I just thought that was really sad. And I've sat with that for a while.
Right. Or how we delineate the difference between a Disney princess.
Exactly.
And someone else dressed up in a princess gown.
Right.
Potentially. You know what I'm saying? So like, it's just, obviously you don't really, I don't think there's a starker picture of stigma.
Yeah.
Than that. So.
Yeah. I've sat with that one a lot. My first honorable mention that I'll say was episode 4, you mentioned this, where I talked about the Memphis 3 and the Leo Frank trial. You know, my true podcast milieu is true crime. That's where I live. That's where I breathe when it comes to podcasts. So it's kind of fun to get to explore that, and fun in like the worst sense of that word. Just those were fascinating cases and trials. And I think anytime you can talk about how the justice system works, both good and bad, I think it makes us better citizens of the world. Most importantly, I wrapped up on a little bit of lighter crime in terms of Waffle House crimes.
Yeah,
and I had forgotten about that until I went back and looked at my show notes from that. And I was like, oh, yeah, strange things are afoot at the Waffle House.
Yeah, that's true. That slogan should just be right above their door. I will also do a quick plug to say if Flightless Bird with David Ferrier, this is like an extension of the Armchair Expert podcast world. For those who don't listen to us occasionally, or me occasionally bring up Armchair Expert, he had one that was on crime podcasts and on like true crime stuff in general, and just talked about all of, like, I guess like our, like America's fascination with them, which is like one piece, but then like just to show how we're all into it. And he's like, here's my top 10 favorites, which was one of the things that got me thinking about the Memphis 3 thing again. So I will just plug that as a really good episode to talk about the mechanics that are going on in our brain. So my first honorable mention is episode 18. I talked a little bit about contemporary art, and I think for me, I don't even know that I was like, man, I did a really great job in that segment, as much as it was interesting for me. Mm-hmm. And I wound up reading a book about contemporary art. And I buy a lot of books to prepare for segments, never finish them in time. But this is one that I went and revisited and read that entire book. And it has me much more interested in contemporary art, because I think what I realized is that I was just ignorant, which, happens a lot.
That was my takeaway from your segment, because when we first started talking about preparing for that segment, I was like, that's just not for me. Like, I cannot find that interesting. It's gonna be so stupid. And then that's the segment where you showed me the pictures of contemporary art and we talked about them, and some of them I was like, this resonates with me. Really, I want to cry right now.
Yeah,
it's very powerful stuff.
I started off to poke at it.
Yeah,
I was like, the episode did. I mean, that was what kind of gave me the job. I was like, yeah, that's so weird. That's a pile of dirt. Let's talk about those dirt clods.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, this is kind of beautiful, and I'm an a-hole.
Right.
So, you know, Tuesday. final
My
segment?
Last honorable mention, I guess, a.k.a. my fifth favorite. I really liked putting together the Beware of Plastics segment, segment on plastic surgery. One, it was just kind of fun to come up with, like, the 10 things you need to know. I also just learned a lot. There was a lot of historical stuff that was really fascinating, like we talked about how World War One really spurred advancements in plastic surgery because, unfortunately, so many of the soldiers were injured, but that gave them the theater they needed to, like, practice all of these things, which was fascinating. Then there was that weird thing about how breast augmentations, like, increased dramatically after, like, one really graphic episode of Extreme Makeover. I thought that was fascinating. Like, that's the opposite of what you would think would happen, but it did. And so I thought that was interesting.
I thought that was a great segment, and very layered.
Did you get plastic surgery afterwards?
I am considering Botox. Yes, only in these top two wrinkles. And I told Casey, and he was like, why? And I was like, I don't know. I was like, I'm vain.
Because society tells me I'm supposed to.
Yes, I mean, look at this.
Late 30s.
I gotta keep this together.
That's what we do.
So, Mulligans.
Mulligans.
Am I using that correctly? It's a do-over?
It's a do-over.
Okay.
Golf.
Casey would be so disappointed in me. And the Masters right around the corner.
Well, I sure hope I'm not using it wrong, because then he'd be disappointed in me.
I could.
As I wear my Masters sweatshirt. Yeah, it's like a do-over. Yeah. Another shot at something.
So, okay, good. I have that right then. Tell me, what segments would you do over if you had the chance? And maybe I should ask ahead of time, how many do you have here?
I limited myself to 4.
Okay.
Once I started going, they just kept coming. So I can share as many or as few of those as you need me to.
You get whatever you need to get off your chest.
The one that I thought of immediately was the AFV Extra Sugar, my America's Funniest Home Videos Extra Sugar.
What?
In my mind, I had such a clear vision for how that segment was going to come together.
Is it the game?
The game. The technological challenges I had. Yeah. The clips that I ended up showing you, they just weren't funny. Like, I had this concept.
Are you sure it wasn't your core audience of me? Just not being the right audience for America's Funniest Home Videos.
It just didn't work out the way I wanted it to, which I think is such a shame because I really wanted it to be a tribute to AFE because it sounds so surface level and superficial. But the more I reflected on it, for me personally, the more I realized, like, it is a core part of my life and of, like, my entertainment. And so I really wanted to do it well.
Did you think you were going to bring me along?
I don't think that was it. I think it was really the technological issues that bummed me out. Yeah. I felt really bad about that. So I'm not sure if it really translated to a good experience for the listeners.
It was a good experience for me. I was here. I was the one doing it.
Well,
so
thanks.
I don't think they had to do any work.
Well, thanks, Selena.
I think someone at this table needs a vacation. I think it's me. Okay, well, I had two that I was just like, I really felt pretty flubbed about. And I just didn't want to, I didn't want to beat up on myself too much. I mean, honestly, it's very rare that I wouldn't go back and tweak. I would tweak everything I ever
did. Well, you know what? You saying, putting into numbers how many segments we did this season, that's thinking back on the season, that is sort of a piece of feedback I've been noodling on, is just how much content we've put together. And if you put together that much, it can't all be gold. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I did want to be a little reasonable with it, but
we have a designing women problem.
We do.
You know?
We do.
You try and rip off 26 episodes and things get hard.
It gets dicey. So what were your two?
So episode 12, I did a sidebar on Love and Revenge. I don't even know it's so much a redo as I probably wouldn't do it at all.
Just wouldn't do it.
Yeah. So, you know, this sidebar is pretty emblematic of the season for me. I've already talked a little bit about this, which is, on the whole, the season's pretty silly. It's like a lot of silly things happening. I don't feel like it touched on as many serious topics as in previous years. And so several times my extra sugars just followed suit with almost like a listicle approach, you know? And so that worked okay in the beginning. We had like best reunion stories or craziest auction items. But right around this mid-season point, I think the magic kind of wore off. And I remember just being like, what am I doing? So sorry, y'all, but maybe there's someone out there who was like, that was my favorite segment.
For what it's worth, that same episode, the extra sugar was public access weirdness, all about public access TV. And I don't know that I'd cut that segment altogether, but I sure would tighten it up quite a bit. I don't know how I ended up writing that much about public access.
Funny that you say that, because that was my exact criticism for my next one, which was episode 8, Extra Sugar Fitness Trends, where I wound up taking you through about 7,000 different fitness trends. And so, you know, it could have gone through about probably 2, 3, 7 more rounds of edits to just tighten it up a little bit.
It's not till you're actually reading it that you realize I've gone sideways somewhere.
It just, you know...
I liked that one for what it's worth.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it.
I didn't have time for that, but somehow I made time for that. Maybe that's why that lady on social media was like, you got a lot of spare time on your hands. I'm like, no, I just don't use my time wisely.
Editing takes time.
Yeah. Editing is a lot of work.
Yeah, I feel like my sidebar from episode 2, which was too early in the season to be part of that mid-season slump, but it was a sidebar on worst birthday surprises. Less of a mulligan, more of a delete. It was just kind of a nothing burger time filler. It required a lot of time to put together, but really didn't tell us anything. So I probably would just delete that one.
I don't remember disliking it. You know, I mean, but it is something when you also equate it with your time spent.
Exactly. Yeah. And then the last one I wanted to mention was episode 9, Southern Psychology. I think this was an extra sugar. This is an example of like trying real hard and ending up with a snooze fest. Like, it was a snooze fest while I was writing it. It was a snooze fest while we were recording it. So I probably should have just cut that one.
Can I just put like one more thing back on designing women?
Yes. So as long as it's not on, I thought you were saying on me. And I was like, I don't know about that. Yeah, designing women. Sure.
I was just going to say, if you could like, if there was one episode from this season that you're like, I'm never watching that again.
Oh, shoot. Do you have one?
I do. You want me to give it to you?
Yeah. Maybe tell me so agree. I can adopt it.
Keep the home fires burning, which was the fever pitch dream. Again, World War
II. The fever dream. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fever pitch. Excuse me.
You know, the other one I was thinking about, regrettably, was when Anthony meets his dad, episode 2.
Okay.
It was so strangely placed and so oddly never mentioned again that I completely forgot about it. Mm-hmm. But then I think I was looking through something to prepare for something in all of this. And I was like, that wasn't a great episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's that.
That's.
But I think you're probably right. Keep the home fires burning is the one I'd probably. Yeah, sure. That's good. That's good.
That'll work.
Cut that one. That's
good. Yeah.
That's good.
You know, there's a word for you people that worry that competition is a bad thing. Losers. Actually, there's another good word, wusses. As a matter of fact, you know, there's just a whole lot of good words, and I used to yell all of them out of car windows, after beauty pageants, when I drive by the girls I'd just beaten.
Okay. The last thing we wanted to talk about, I think. I'm going to scroll real quick, make sure. Yep. Oh, she's making eyes at me.
No, I'm just ready.
The last thing we wanted to talk about.
I got stuck.
She's stuck on a loop. The last thing we wanted to talk about today was some unresolved business from the season. This might be something if we did a finale, we might cut some of these things. But when I was putting together the show notes, these things were really important to me to resolve. And then I know you added some as well, Selena. Most importantly, how was that pie that you took to your grandparents' birthday party? It was like a cross between a key lime and a lemon pie, I think.
Well, I'm going to have to say, you tell me. Because you got some of it.
It was good. Carolina ate most of it. You couldn't have told me that before we started recording that I was going to ask you about that. I forgot.
Well, I thought maybe you so had decided mean. That you were going to turn it into a wonderful review of my pie.
Carolina, I loved it too, but Carolina loved it. You're right. You brought me 2 slices of that same exact pie.
No, it wasn't the same exact pie.
Okay.
So there was some time that happened between those things. So
this is why I was confused.
This is so you're confused about your own question. So I'll just say, for those who are like,
my life.
I don't know what a finale is, but hot damn, this is where I'm going to start off this random podcast. If that's you, first of all, congratulations.
And welcome to the show.
Yes, yes. But second of all, I made 2 pies for a segment several episodes ago now called Lesser Known Southern Desserts. But I was only able to offer Nikki 1 of the pies that I made because the other pie was for my grandparents' birthday.
She showed it to me.
I showed it
to her. She put it right in front of my face and then ripped it away.
For my grandparents' birthday.
Yep.
So that is the Atlantic Beach Pie, which is lemon meets key lime pie, but it's on a saltine cracker crust. So to answer your question for how it went, I made the whipped cream ahead of time, and I researched and decided freezing it would be the best option for getting it all the way down to my grandparents' house. But it's a long, long, long way from me. But I was wrong. That was not the best way to do it. And what it made was a horrible, frightening mess.
Oh, no.
That was just super duper ugly. So I remade the pie all again because I had already cut together a video for social media. And so I needed a pretty result. And I came back home, remade the pie, shot the ending, used that for social media, got 2 likes, took 2 pieces to your house.
That's what happened.
Felt awesome about it.
That's what happened.
I'll tell you right, the pie is delicious.
It's good.
It was amazing, and that has nothing to do with me and everything to do with the fact that lemon and lime things are delicious.
That's very
also
good.
More things should go on a salty crust.
Yeah,
don't worry, there's still sugar in it. It's a pie.
Yeah. So. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was a good pie.
I think you got the better one because first of all, the whipped cream wasn't a disaster because I hadn't, you know, my science was wrong. And the second thing is by then I had done a better job with the proportions of the crust, like making it more even.
Uh-huh.
So.
What did your grandparents think of it?
They loved it.
Even though it was a mess?
I think if I had brought like a literal mud pie, they would say it was delicious.
Okay.
Because they're grandparents. Yeah. But like my aunt also said it was really delicious. And I truly, Teresa, you tell me, text me if you feel differently when you get to this episode. But I think she would be like, you've done better things. She's an honest gal.
Well, I really liked it. Now that you've reminded me, I did have it. It was delicious.
It is an unforgettable pie for Nikki.
It's unforgettable. I bet if you ask Carolina right now, she'd remember. That's the state of my life right now. Thank so the other Carolina. Thing we had, Selena, was
thank you for caring.
some truths and falses from Charlene this season
That
we wanted to talk about. Okay. So fish have feelings.
Yeah. So I looked that up. I did some Googling.
Some Googs.
According to World Animal Protection, a review showed that fish feel a range of emotions and feelings, including fear and distress.
Aww.
But what's maybe more important than accepting that fish can feel negative emotions like pain is recognizing the fact that they can also experience positive states like joy and pleasure. Also, sorry to say, according to Discover magazine, many scientists agree that fish can feel it when they've been hooked.
See, that's what I think, yeah.
So, did we say this is because these are all the random crazy things Charlene said?
We didn't. You know what? It's in my, when I get someone of mine, yes. Yeah, so, one of the things Charlene has done to us this season, or at least to
all
me, is
season.
Sent me down a rabbit hole in the like cold open first couple of minutes of the episode. She has so much randomness. This season felt extraordinary, but to your point, yeah, it's every season. The other one that she said it's – so in mine, I had turkeys are so dumb that they can drown in the rain. Mm-hmm. That was from season 5, episode 1. I found a How Stuff Works article. It basically says that turkeys turn their heads to the – like tilt their heads up to the sky and they'll stay there for a couple minutes, but they can't drown that way. That's just a myth. It's something to do with the way their eyes work. Like they have eyes on the sides of their head, so they have to turn their whole head to focus on something. Like we have bilateral focusing, both our eyes focus at the same time. They can only focus in one eye at one time. So that's part of it. They tilt so they can see. The second part of it is that they have some sort of like genetic condition called tetanic torticollar spasms. And this causes them to exhibit abnormal behavior, like looking at the sky for 30 seconds or more at a time. They're just weird.
Yeah. Wow.
They're not
going to
drown. Yeah. So not true. You had one, Selena, only sex releases more endorphins than running.
Yeah. I couldn't find an answer to this, but I did find some. You tell us. Helpful related information. According to Irish Times, sure, running stimulates.
Oh, we should say we had a five. What did we have, a 20-minute Google or five hit Google result rule on this one?
Or just all things in life now.
Yeah. It took us too long. We gave up.
Yeah, it's just, come on. Anyway, so running stimulates a lot of the same happy hormones that get released during sex and orgasms. Like endorphins, but endorphins take a while to eke out over a run, in contrast to sexual arousal and orgasm when they flood your brain. Let's look at Nikki's eyes.
Okay. So many words.
Specifically, oxytocin, aka the cuddle drug, aka the labor and childbirth drug, gets released at the point of orgasm during a run and from eating chocolate for that matter. Heading downstairs to eat chocolate after Nikki leaves. But it has to be a really long run, like 2 hours or more.
Or a lot of chocolate.
Or, yeah, probably more chocolate than you want to ingest. I don't know. I don't know. So, anyways, that's what I found out.
Okay.
I felt better.
Feel more enlightened.
So enlightened.
The next one I had was the hands up routine. This was from episode 15. This was the sensational Giselle episode. In the opening of that episode, Charlene says, I'm reading about this beauty tip hand models use. This makes the blood run out of your veins, makes your hands look smoother. She's holding her hands up in the air.
I'm just going to do it.
So a quick googly tells me that this is a time-honored beauty tradition. A Daily Mail article I found. Sure. Says, adopt the time-honored debutante's trick for achieving beautiful hands. They used to hold their hands in the air while being driven to a fancy party. Why? So that by the time they arrived, the blood had drained down from their hands, which would be fashionably cool and pale for when they had to shake their hostess's hand. It also makes bulging veins look temporarily less prominent. So true.
Oh, right.
There
well,
you go.
I'm glad I'm so over here just holding them up right now.
You had one truzy.
I feel like I've de-aged by 10 years.
How young I am.
So young.
What about water picking in the shower?
Okay, this one's just stupid. Okay. So I never even saw any results on Google. It was like, do you want to buy a water pick? So what I can tell you is that water picking is pretty good for you if you would like to actually purchase a water pick. And there is a cordless flosser that you can take in the shower with
you. Could you please become the dental hygiene influencer? That would fit your milieu in life.
For sure. And obviously what people would like is how I tell them, like, I got some mobility in my front right tooth and I don't know what's going on no matter who I go to see. So that's intriguing. That's a thing that's happening in my life right now.
Has ongoing teeth issues.
I do.
Teeth use.
Lucky gal. All right.
Well, good.
Well, there we go.
Well, I have plenty to say about the thing that's gone on here in the last couple of days. First of all, Julia, you made a big fool out of yourself at that gallery. And that Rosalind friend of yours, she dresses like a shepherd. Also, Mary Jo, I cannot believe that you went and gave Charlene all that money just because she didn't want to use some used parts on her car. Please. I mean, she comes from that hillbilly territory, you know. They all got about 400 old junky used cars up on blocks in the front yard. Come on.
So, is that finale enough for you, Selena? Is there anything else I forgot?
You want to dig in a little bit more? Let's just start over. We could be one of those really meta podcasts that goes back and reviews our own episodes. And like, what did we do right?
I don't think I can do that. It's enough just to see the words written out on the screen and to remember, man, I really did talk for a really long time about worst birthday surprises. Not even my own, just other people's. I talked about my worst Christmas surprise, which you pointed out to me wasn't even a birthday.
Oh, it doesn't matter. What's going on?
It's not all gold. All right, so Selena,
Sounds like we're done.
We're done. It sounds like we need to take a couple weeks off.
Let's wrap this up.
But because we're creatures of habit, we do owe the listeners a special episode. That has traditionally been where one of us watches a movie that we've not seen. Maybe the other one's seen it. Last season, I think you had to take the bullet for us.
I don't remember. What was last season? No, neither one of us did. We did First Wives Club. That was
okay.
Great.
Was that last season?
It was.
Okay, you had to watch one that you really didn't.
Two.
Like.
Howard the Duck
Howard
and Captain
the Duck.
Ron.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
But Captain Ron, I didn't dislike. I love that. And it's at the top tiers of my movies.
Well, it's my turn this time because we're watching Soap Dish. I cannot believe that I've never seen this because I looked at the cast list. There's like Sally Field. There's a ton of stacked cast. I don't know why I've never seen it. I love
that's the only person you named. Kevin is stacked cast, Tom DeBond,
Kathy and Jimmy. We're going to do a whole episode on it. Mm-hmm. So I didn't think it was worth talking about, but we can. So we're finally fixing that. Spoiler alert, I have since seen it. So we'll talk about that in a couple weeks.
Don't you act like it's some Howard the Duck. I will never have done to you what you did to me. Also, I gave you a range of options, and you selected.
Changed your soap dish. Life. In the meantime, friends, follow along with us. We're on Instagram and Facebook at Sweet Tea and TV. Our email address is sweetteatvpod@gmail.com. You can search Sweet Tea and TV on YouTube, and our website is www.sweetteatv.com. If you are enjoying the show, please leave us a rating or review wherever you are listening to us. Someone recently left us a new rating on Apple Podcasts.
I never know if it's like sad or happy when we point out one review over the course of
it's
like
it's just whatever's caught my eye recently.
Yeah, it was, and it was nice because I did see it, and it was nice because I thought it was very respectful and thoughtful. It was like, I don't always agree with them, but you know what? I love their surprise birthday party content.
And I love that perspective that like we don't always agree. That's okay.
That's like what drew me into this part of podcasting on TV reviews in the first place is like Gilmore Guys. Mm-hmm. I didn't agree with a lot of their opinions, but I thought their perspectives were well thought out and well founded. And so I was like, I want to hear this.
It's almost like other people have opinions that are valid too. That's
crickets.
My note to the world.
Yeah.
My note to the world is that alternative opinions can matter too.
Yeah.
You just might not agree with them. Anywhoosie, that's my soapbox on life. In the meantime,
not your soap dish. Go on.
Not my soap dish. You can also support us by visiting the Support Us page on the website, which will link you to other ways to support the show. One such way to support the show is by becoming a Patreon. Our Patreon friends are going to get an exclusive Extra Sugar this week. We're going to give the episodes of Season 5 the old March Madness treatment to see if Selena and I can figure out our number one episode for the whole season in a segment we're calling Designing Women Season 5 Episode Showdown.
But would you be willing to do that on in our stories to let people who follow us on Instagram decide what the best episode is?
I've given it vague social media thoughts, Selena. That's as far as I've made it, but yes.
Did I mention that this will be your post? I'm kidding.
See if it happens. We'll see if it happens. So I think that would be fine. And I wanted to say just a sincere thank you, as always, to the listeners, to you, Selena, for an excellent season 5. Thank you to everyone for your questions, your interest, every nice thing people have said. Thank you.
And mean things.
And mean things.
Thank you, because it keeps us humble.
Those things, too. So what do you say, Selena, one more time for good measure?
Yeah. You know what that means, Nikki.
What does it mean, Selena?
It means I gave you fried green tomatoes as an option for the special episode, and you chose soap dish, so this one's on you, toots. And we'll see you around the bend.
Bye.
Don't you think it's a little sexist to expect Anthony to kill the mouse just because he's a man?
I don't. I say the man should have to kill the mouse. And until you do, I'm out of here.